Hi, my name is
Laura.
I'm calling from Minneapolis Mad Dads, and I'd like to say good afternoon. Today we're going to talk about a little bit about Mad Dads and what's been going on lately. And as you all know, Mad Dads is an acronym for Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder. Mad Dads was founded in May 1989 by a group of concerned Omaha, Nebraska, African-American men and fathers who were fed up with gang violence and the unmolested flow of illegal drugs in their community. Mad Dads activities are designed to promote and demonstrate positive images of fathers engaging in community development and protecting youth and families. Mad Dads uses highly evaluated best practice models to provide a proven vehicle for communities to make their neighborhoods safe by developing local solutions for problems using local men and women of that community. And today is a somber day for Minneapolis Mad Dads. Mad Dads co-founder Eddie Stanton died Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida. He was 65 years old. Mr. Stanton died of cancer at a hospice center. A memorial service in Omaha will be announced at a later time. The Reverend James Hunter, who's also a co-pastor of a church in Omaha, says Stanton founded Mad Dads in Omaha in 1989 along with Bishop Robert Tyler and the late John Foster, who were inspired to act after Foster's son was beaten by local gang members. The group aim is to keep young men away from drugs and violence. As we celebrate Eddie's life and legacy, we should also talk about the issue he addresses. He fought to control gun violence and drugs. He was really dedicated to keeping kids out of crime and off the streets. The idea of black fathers taken to the streets to confront gangs and drugs immediately caught on, and Mad Dads seized national imagination. Just 10 months after its incorporation, the president named the group one of his 10,000 points of light in the Omaha ceremony. In 1999, in the Rose Garden, President Bill Clinton presented Mad Dads with a Volunteer Action Award. Mad Dads is a project. First project was painting over gang graffiti. The group involved into doing street patrols, a prison ministry, a hotline from crime tips, a drill team, prayer walk, bread giveaways, gun buybacks, and a 12-week rite of passage program for young black males. Okay, Mad Dads leaders appeared on national television news shows and chatted with Phil Donahue, Jerry Springer, and Joan Rivers. The exposure brought inquiries from other cities. The first Mad Dads chapter was established in Denver in 1991. Mr. Stanton leaves behind. He was the father of six children. And one of the things that Mr. Stanton, that can be said about him, other than the fact that he was the father of six children and a good husband, was that he was the former human relations director for the city of Omaha. And one of the things he can be quoted as saying is, look, not all black males are pimps and drug dealers and hypersexual individuals making babies and not caring. There would be strong men who work hard and care about their families. So Mr. Snan had confidence in our black males when no one else did. Along with Mr. Foster, he did everything he could to bring about change, and he would be dearly missed. And on behalf of DJ Smith and Mad Dads, we'd like to send our condolences out to the family and also our love. And from here, Mr. Gil Baggett will be on.
Yeah. Hello. Mm-mm. This got to be on.
Yeah. Is it?
No. How you put it? Hello? Okay. Hello? I don't know how this thing is supposed to be connected.
That's speaker. Do you have to call in again?
I think so.
We're expecting a little difficulty here.
Yeah, you got to call in one more time.
You didn't hear me? You didn't hear none of that?
No. No. All right. Now put it on speakerphone.
It is.
Hello? Hello? So call tonight. Now put that thing so that's right there. I'm going to say it on the air.
Hear it right here?
Yeah. All right. Can you hear me? See that? See, can you hear me on this phone? Are we being heard on the air?
Yeah.
Please, forgive us for our inconveniences, because, like, you know, we have a little technical problems. So we're trying to get online so we'd be able to hear you. Yeah, we had a sad event that took place over the weekend. Took over Saturday, that the co-founder of the Mad Dads International organization, he died. And we lost him to years of illness. But when we think about Mr. Eddie Staton, we got to think about a man that woke up one morning and became fed up of what he seen that was happening in his community. He was fed up of the negative imagery that was being portrayed of black men in his neighborhood. And he got up with some motivation, and he decided to do something. So, you know, he started off as the founder of Omaha Community Leader and a co-founder of the Mad Dad and Dad Sad in Jacksonville, Florida. He was 65 years old. And we know today at 65 years old, that's a young death. And he was greatly appreciated. He's going to be greatly missed. You know, he died of cancer. And the memorial said Omaha will be announced, if at a later time. Reverend James Hunter, co-founder of this community church in Omaha, said Staton founded the Mad Dad in Omaha in 1989, along with Bishop Robert Tyler and the late John Foster. They were inspired to act after Foster's son was beaten by a gang. The group's aim was to keep young people away from drugs and violence. And that's what we stand for up here. With Men Against Destruction, to defend against drugs and social disorders. And when we seen how our neighborhoods was turning out, VJ Smith was inspired by him. And he went down and he visited them. They sat down and they conferred, and he came up with his own graphic design for a Minnesota chapter. It's going to be uniquely designed for Minnesota youth. And today, after 12 years of struggling, after 12 years of people getting in the way and people saying this couldn't happen and that can't happen, you know, we have established the Mad Dads. But again, it's from the visionary processes that Mr. Eddie Staton had. You know, he woke up and he seen a problem. He said, hey, I'm going to do something about it. And that's what we inspire to live up here and motivate people in our community to do, for men to stand up. When men stand up, little boys sit down. You know, because men got solutions to problems, you know. We builders. We plus. You know, we do things. You know, we just don't just talk. You know, we let our actions speak louder than what we the words that we put out here on the street. So we just like everybody to understand that when black men of inspiration pass on, somebody else got to pick up that torch, man. Somebody else got to lay up here. We know our women are always in the forefront with us. But the man, God made man the head of his household. So men, we got to put our household back together. And our household is the entire demographics of our community. That means health. That means education. That means inspiration. That means fathering and parenting. That means providing for our children and building up our communities. You know, so we're the head of that, you know. We're the ones that's supposed to be going out there with the spear and being the protectors. To go out there with the spear and bring back the food. You know, you can put it in any more modern technology and terminology that you want to. But what we're saying is that when men of his stature, because he's right up there with Martin Luther King. And the reason I'm saying he's right up there with Martin Luther King, because, see, Martin Luther King said he had a dream. And Mr. Stanton woke up with a dream. And he acted on that dream. That means he put his body where his mouth is. So.
And, Gil, I think one of the most prophetic things that Mr. Stanton said and what we stand on is that he said, look, not all black males are pimps and drug dealers and hypersexual individuals making babies and not caring. We do have strong men who work hard and care about their families. And we need a lot more of these men out there, and I know you're out there. I know you're listening to my voice. We come from a strong people going to let our people down. So I ask you to stand up, speak up, and take care of your business. And don't let all this hard work have gone in vain.
So we've got one call on that. We got one call on the line, 5270. Caller on your on the line.
I don't look like they want to talk.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller? Hello? Why did they say we got 10 seconds?
I have no idea. These are things scheduled.
Huh?
I don't know. While we're trying to get this straightened out, we'd like to take this opportunity and say that on behalf of Mr. Smith and Mad Dash, our condolences goes out to the family along with our love. You know, this was truly a great man. This was truly a blessed man who was able to accomplish his goals before we lost him. And that's something to be proud of. And it's because of him and men like him that we have come and progressed as far as we have. He was truly someone to be proud of. And we should be hearing from CJ shortly, if he's able to get to a phone, to talk about this man. He's had close dealings with him. And we're looking for him to call in. Unfortunately, he was unable to be here today. So we're encouraging everyone to call in. And that number is 347 215 9262. Give us a call, if for no other reason, just to send out your condolence and sympathy to the family and talk about how this organization has affected you. Because if it wasn't for Mr. Stanton and the late Mr. Foster, I think it would have been much harder to get this organization going and for it to come about. And a little bit more about Mr. Stanton. He was the father of six. He was the former human relations director of the city of Omaha. And he's also received many awards from various organizations, along with government organizations. So, Gil, what we got going on?
Well, we can talk about it. We got a meeting tonight. We got a support group tonight. And we really love to let them see everybody, our listeners, to really come out to our meeting tonight. The meetings are at 3023 4th Avenue South. We just ask everybody who is looking for some answers, looking for some resources, just looking out to just get out the house, man, and network and fellowship with some more concerned people of the community. We ask you to join us. We have a free buffet. We have a free child care. And then we just sit around and we kick it about different topics that's affecting us as a community and the family. Every Tuesday, starting from 5 to 7. That's at 3023 4th Avenue South. And we encourage all those within a hearing range to come out and be a part of it, take part of it.
And we're also inviting you out to a Respect for Life event that's going to be held in North Commons Thursday the 8th from 5 to 9 p.m. Mad Dash will be there strong and in full form. And I'd like to also remind everyone that the last Thursday of every month, Minneapolis has its volunteer orientation. So if anyone is interested in volunteering for this organization, we'd love to see you. And we invite you to come to the office the last Thursday of every month at 4 o'clock. And our Mad Dash office is located at 3026 4th Avenue South. And as Mr. Bag was talking about earlier, we do have the Tuesday night meeting tonight and every Tuesday night, which is directly across the street from the Mad Dash office at Urban Ventures at 3023 4th Avenue South. And again, there's free daycare dinner provided for everyone who attends.
Okay.
Mad Dads has 30 chapters alone in Florida. And we have many chapters all over the country. VJ is the national treasurer. So it's good to have someone on a national level here at home that's able to interact with us on a daily basis.
So we are looking for a caller. Caller 5270. You on the line? Okay. But again, we had to go back to Mr. Stanton. And, it's just that, when I think about men like that, I always think about, what motivated them to not just talk about it, but just to be about it.
Unfortunately, a lot of times we wait till things hit us in our own backyard before we do something about it. it's very unfortunate. Mr. Foster's son was involved in that incident where he was beaten by gangs. But I'd just like to commend Mr. Stanton for standing up and taking an active part. And a lot of times, instead of standing up and taking part in something good in order to make a